It was cold. The sun was shining, but it was still cold. It's always cold at funerals. There was a really large crowd, but I only knew a few faces. I'd like to say Keane was a friend, but if I'm honest, he was a friend of a friend. We'd only meet through certain social circles. We never hung out on a one-to-one basis, something I now regret. It's normally very quiet when you walk into a crematorium. The shuffling of feet or the odd greeting with an old acquaintance tends to be the average sounds heard. But Keane didn't do quiet, and he certainly wasn't average. As we entered the crematorium, we were greeted by Biggie Small, waxing lyrical over the PA system. Over the course of the next hour, we were entertained by family and friends, and even Keane himself. It was surreal to see Keane on the big screen, but there wasn't one person who didn't laugh as they watched his stand-up routine to find the greatest Irish novel ever written. James Joyce's Ulysses versus Celia Heron's P.S. I Love You. Family and friends shared stories of times gone, happier times. They were stories that made you laugh and cry at the same time. I learned more about Keane in that hour than I did in the previous 3 years. I left the crematorium with mixed emotions. I was sad that I didn't get to know him better when he was alive. At the same time, I was inspired by how much he had achieved in such a short life. It made me realise how seldom I do the things I love, often because life and laziness get in the way. The loss of Keane means that a huge potential life is gone. I'm now determined not to lose potential in my life.